Well, moving on, the UN brokered peace talks on Yemen are underway in Kuwait amid lingering differences between the warring factions. Saudi Arabia's continued attacks against Yemen have also put a strain on a shaky ceasefire agreed earlier this month. Let's take a closer look.
The United Nations has been pushing the talks on Yemen, hoping that will end a conflict that has ruined the Arab country over the past year. On Thursday, warring parties sat down at the negotiating table in Kuwait, but remained divided, especially on the need to firm up a fragile ceasefire that went into effect earlier this month. The Ansarullah movement has accused the Saudi-backed group of lacking a determination to agree on a full ceasefire.
Their strikes are ongoing. It's a shame that the bombing continues because we believe that it takes nothing but a decision to put a stop to it. This fact demonstrates that they lack the true will to agree on a full ceasefire.
Prior to the Kuwait meeting, Ansarullah sent a letter to UN Special Envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, in protest at the Saudi breaches of the ceasefire. On Friday, Sheikh Ahmed also acknowledged that the negotiations are facing difficulties amid violations. There have been three pauses since the Saudi military aggression started, but all the efforts to hold the ceasefires have failed. Meanwhile, the humanitarian situation has been deteriorating in the impoverished Arab country. Ansarullah and the Saudi-backed Yemenis close to the former government have shown willingness to attend the latest round of talks. Still, observers are not optimistic.
We know that the UN Security Council is controlled by the US, Britain, and France, and those countries are making billions of dollars in arms sales for the Saudi.
More than 9,400 people, mostly civilians, have been killed since the Saudi invasion began in March last year. Saudi warplanes have on numerous occasions bombed residential areas, schools, hospitals, as well as civilian infrastructure. However, taking advantage of the U.S. and European silence and its bloody aggression, Riyadh has so far turned a deaf ear to all humanitarian pleas to stop the war.
You have over 26 countries fighting against just one nation, the poorest nation of Saudi Arabia, for that matter. And yet, no one has managed to break them. And their resilience has proven not only extraordinary, but they have managed to win against the Saudi on their own land.
It is widely believed that Riyadh is more willing than Ansarullah to end the war as it's seeking a face-saving exit from what's been seen by many as a quagmire for the Saudi regime.
The Saudi now, I think, are trying to lay waste to the peace talks because they understand that they're losing political ground.
Saudi Arabia began its military campaign under the pretext of stemming the advance of Ansarullah fighters and reinstating former President Abdurrabbu Mansour Hadi. But in Yemen, many say the policymakers based in Riyadh and their regional as well as Western backers probably fail to realize that the war will face stiff opposition from the Yemeni people. The oil-rich Arab monarchy is likely to find itself mired in a protracted, unwinnable war in Yemen, they say, unless it reverses the current approach.